This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Kementerian ingin menyaran kepada seluruh rakyat Malaysia, janganlah vape. Seperti juga rokok, kesannya kita tahu beratus-ratus tahun kemudian. Tuhan menjadikan paru-paru ini untuk hirup udara saja, oksigen. Bukan benda lain. Masuk benda lain, dia akan memberi kesan dalam masa jangka panjang. Jadi budaya vaping ni kita kata tak payahlah untuk rakyat Malaysia.
That was Dato' Dr. Lokman Hakim, the Deputy Director General of Health, commenting on the Ministry's stand about the dangers of vaping. Meanwhile, a public backlash has accelerated over the government's move to restrict vape culture among Malaysians. The decision did not particularly go down well with the majority of vapers who see e-cigarettes as a solution to their smoking and health problems. Samsul Kamal Arifin is the president of the Malaysian Organisation of Vape Entity, also known as MOVE. He believes vaping could potentially save human lives on top of saving millions of ringgit.
From my understanding, the government spends in the region of hundreds of millions in a campaign to get people to quit smoking. So what is really not clear here in a very paradoxical situation when the government who spends so much money to get people to quit smoking, and here you are, a community, a million of us who are proactively taking steps to quit smoking, but then again we are facing with a lot of hurdles and not getting the proper support. And the reason that we keep on getting is that, you know, there are other ways to quit smoking, you know, like nicotine patch and chewing gum and the support from the tobacco harm reduction clinics. But unfortunately, if you were to look at the statistics, these quit smoking clinics are really not that successful. Is it because vape is not a pharmaceutical product that is being getting a lot of bad press from the ministry? Vaping can, in fact, successfully help people to quit smoking. We have database to support this. We are not saying that it's healthy to vape. What we are claiming here is that from research from credible bodies, vape is 95% safer than smoking.
He admits nicotine is a contentious substance in e-cigarettes, but believes it is a lesser evil compared to conventional smoking.
If we were to look at the components of the e-liquids in terms to derive whether it's safe or not, firstly, there are the PG, propylene glycol, and the VG, vegetable glycerin, which are ingredients that is used to make cakes. These two ingredients is actually approved by Federal Drug Administration of United States as a safe product to consume. Then you have flavoring. The only vice here in vape would be nicotine. And the argument here is that nicotine is actually addictive. Now, nicotine is addictive if it is combusted together with tobacco, because it will then release a chemical that is called MAOI, which then stimulates the nicotine receptor in your brain that will stimulate dependency of a smoker to nicotine. So then, smoking really increased the addiction dependency. But in vape, there is no tobacco to release MAOI to stimulate the nicotine dependency. And if you were to look at a vapor who vapes, normally they would start at 12 mg nicotine content, then it will drop without any force to 9 mg and later on to 6 mg. Naturally, they will reduce their nicotine intake. So nicotine really not addictive as it is in smoking.
Samsul deflects recent claims made by the authorities that e-liquids are being laced with drugs.
Be it marijuana or morphine, the active ingredient in those drugs would be called THC. Now, THC have a molecular structure where it's non-polar. PG and VG, the main ingredients in e-liquids, have a molecular structure which is polar. Polar and non-polar molecular structure cannot be solvent together. It simply cannot be done. Number two, we are all ex-smokers. We stop smoking because we want to be healthier, and this is why we pick up vaping. So mainly, we are health-conscious people. Does it make sense for people who are health-conscious want to mix drugs into their liquids? To me, those people who mix drugs into their e-liquids are drug addicts. They are not vapers, they are drug addicts. The probability of one indulging in drugs. People who are smokers are much more prone to use drugs rather than those who are using vape. Please put equal concern to those who are smoking as well. You know why? Because it's cheaper and it's easier to start smoking than it is for you to start vaping.
The Health Ministry recently warned that vapers could inhale chemicals used to preserve corpses, such as formaldehyde, when they vape. MOVE, however, has its own explanation.
All this talk about vape can cause cancer is derived from one particular study that shows that when you vape, it generates a very high level of formaldehyde. The research, it was not used in the premise of a vapor. They use the premise of shooting the device at around 600 degrees. And when there's no e-liquid, when you shoot the device, obviously it's going to combust. And this combustion is what is going to generate a very high level of formaldehyde at 600 degrees. Nobody vapes at 600 degrees. This is not the premise that is used by vapor. Vapor vape at around 400 degrees and below with e-liquid. And there's no combustion. It's just heated. It will then vaporize the liquid on the cotton. Now, when you vape under the condition where it's below 400 degrees, let me tell you this. There's zero formaldehyde. So this is how we can actually educate the general public.
Samsul regrets how some media are selling fear with their reporting on the safety of vape devices.
In the news that we heard about it being exploded and all that, it's actually not the mod itself that exploded, it's the battery. When you take out the battery and you put it in your pocket and if it touches with coins, it will heat up and eventually it can potentially explode. The battery that is used in the mod is called lithium-ion battery. Lithium-ion battery is something you can find in power banks or laptops and handphones. There are cases where laptops and handphones actually explode in airplanes as well, but it's not covered by the media because it doesn't sell newspapers. But now, since vape is kind of hot news, when something of that nature happens, it's being exploited. This is selling fear or fear mongering by the media, which is unfortunate because you can't really blame the device when something like that happens. This is really out of the carelessness of the user. Malaysia has one of the highest rate of fatal accidents on the roads. Do you blame the cars? Definitely not, right?
Samsul talks about the irony of warning about nicotine poisoning as a result of using e-cigarettes.
This is what we call selective demonization. The issue about nicotine poisoning is an act where a person actually drinks the liquid. But those liquids are not meant for you to drink. Those liquids are meant for you to actually vape it. So then who do you blame? There are cases children actually drink the e-liquids and they suffer serious health problems and there were cases of death as well. Globally, there are 3,000 cases reported. Now, this seems to be highlighted by the Ministry of Health. Let's look at drugs that is used for heart disease. This is a product that is produced by the pharmaceutical industry under the supervision of the Ministry of Health. This particular drug, there are 100,000 cases of poisoning for this medicine globally. So then why not highlight that again? There are many cases where people actually die from poison of pharmaceutical products as compared to death from nicotine poisoning.
He also believes the Ministry of Health is misleading the public.
The main challenge is, if I may speak openly, is the biasness of statement made by the Ministry of Health. It's very misleading and it's not based or substantiated by any empirical data or evidence or research. This is very damaging because this will then shape the public perception towards what vape is about. I can openly admit to you that in terms of the court of public opinion, the vape community has really lost. The public have a very negative opinion about the vape community on the whole, simply because of all these irresponsible statements by the Ministry of Health. Coming from the Ministry of Health, it will then be taken as fact by the public. Unfortunately, what has been said are not really facts. It's simply mind-boggling to hear things that have been coming up from the Ministry of Health. So to the Ministry of Health, be a bit more open and not be biased on the issue. Non-smokers, we look at this as a problem. And us vapers look at this as a solution. So what we need to do is these two communities need to come together and meet up in the middle and have an open discussion based on facts, not based on emotion. So this is what we would really love to see happening.
That was Samsul Kamal Arifin, the president of the Malaysian Organisation of Vape Entity. Next week on Current Affairs, we will delve into regulatory issues surrounding e-cigarettes. This report was produced by Sean Tanis. I'm Keith Kam for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.